All right, so what is up, Rec Network? I gotta go to work really shortly. I really just came on to troll a little bit, so fuck. But yeah, here we go with bad jokes die hard. Here we go.
We continue our journey in Merkin, a happy town just north of Troot. It's midday. And rubbish transvestite Emily Howard is paying a visit to his local swimming pool.
First things first, I am a lady. And I would like a lady swim, please.
Men, women, whatever, is £2.60.
That's right, a lady swim. Oh, where's my purse? Oh, it's in my lady's handbag that I bought from a lady shop, from a lady. These coins are so heavy. Of course, you wouldn't notice being a man. Oh, heaven knows what that is like. I do not. How could I? I'm a lady. Tell me, is there a pool reserved for women folk?
No, there's just one pool. It's mixed.
No. Really?
Yeah, there is a ladies-only swim night on Tuesday nights.
Oh, a Tuesday nights, you say?
Yeah, so you can't come then.
No, you're right. I can't come then. I'm doing ladies' things that night that ladies do, because that's what I am, a lady. Whoa! I dropped my lace handkerchief on the floor. Emily Harder! Thank you. And where are the changing rooms?
Right, the men's changing rooms are just over there.
Oh, so you have changing rooms for men, very good. And the ladies?
Well, the ladies' change, which is for ladies only, is right next door.
Merci, monsieur.
So men can't go in there. They get thrown out.
Sacrifice! Jesus Christ! Superstar! We are prisoners on Earth. The universe taunts us by showing us all the places we can't ever visit. However, if our species wants to have a long-term future, we have to escape our prison. But what's keeping us here in the first place? Turns out we owe the universe a debt that is 4.5 billion years old. Everything with mass in the universe attracts every other thing with mass. We call this phenomenon gravity. The closer you are to a big chunk of mass, the stronger the attraction, or the more you're pulled in. This effect traps us on Earth. We can imagine this as being prisoners in a gravity prison or a gravity well. It's not a literal well, but a handy concept to understand how this works. Being in a gravity prison means that you owe gravity energy. But how can you owe energy? Because in our universe, things don't want to change their speed or direction. To convince them to move, you have to expend energy. Billions of years ago, the gravitational attraction of trillions of dust particles orbiting our Sun pulled them together until they formed a planet. This process used energy and created the gravity well we're now a part of. The deeper you are inside a gravity well, the more energy you owe gravity. If you don't find a way to get enough energy, you're not able to leave, no matter what you do. Because your atoms were once part of the dust that the universe expended energy on to get to this place. Let's summarize all of that again. Objects in the universe don't like to move. You have to convince them to do so with energy. Gravity used energy to convince the parts that make up our planet to move together. This created a gravity prison in the process, trapping us. To escape it, we need to repay it with energy. Okay, how do we do that? To get into space, we need to go through a complicated process of exchanging energy. For this purpose, we build negative potential energy repaying machines, known by their more boring name, rockets. Rockets work by using some of the most energetic chemical reactions humans know about to basically explode fuel in a controlled way. This converts chemical energy into kinetic energy. The exhaust of the reaction is directed outwards and pushes the rocket away from Earth. By expending a lot of energy, we are increasing our gravitational potential energy, which is a complicated way to say that we're paying back our energy debt to gravity. But it's actually a lot trickier than that. When you burn fuel to get into orbit, you lose lots of energy to heat, the exhaust, and atmospheric drag, so you actually need much more. And you can't just pile a huge amount of really explosive, dangerous fuel close to your payload and detonate it. You need a controlled burn, which is complicated and makes your rocket very heavy, which means it has more mass. The more mass something has, the more energy you need to convince it to move. So you need more fuel to lift up your rocket. But if you need more fuel, that means you need more rocket to carry that fuel. But this makes your rocket heavier, thus requiring more fuel, which requires more rocket to carry that new fuel, and so on. At the end of this madness, you need closer to 100 times the weight of your payload to launch. Ariane 6, for example, the European rocket, will weigh 800 tons and should be able to transport 10 tons into geostationary transfer orbit or 20 tons into medium Earth orbit. But a rocket can only produce so much thrust, so there's a maximum weight after which it just won't take off. If you add too much weight, it won't lift off, so you can't just build bigger and bigger fuel tanks. This is the tyranny of the rocket equation, and it means spaceflight will never become easy. But wait, it gets worse. Getting to space is still not good enough. You're still inside the gravity prison at the edge of space and will crash back to Earth. Staying in space is much harder than getting there. To get to a stable position where it can stay for a while, a rocket has to reach low Earth orbit. To do this, you need a lot of kinetic energy, which means going extremely fast. At an altitude of about 100 kilometers, this is 8 kilometers per second, 28,000 kilometers per hour, fast enough to travel around Earth in 90 minutes. Here, we can use a trick.
Instead of flying straight up, we can go sideways. Earth is a sphere, so if you're going sideways fast enough, even though you're falling towards Earth, the ground will curve away beneath you. So as long as you're above the atmosphere, about 100 kilometers up, you'll be able to stay up there, in orbit. This is what the ISS does, falling around Earth, expending energy from time to time to stay fast enough. If we look at orbits in scale, we see that near-Earth orbit is laughably close to Earth. To deploy, for example, satellites or leave for other planets requires another round of energy debt repayment. Getting to orbit is the most difficult part of spaceflight for us right now. For example, if we want to send a rocket to Mars, half the energy is necessary just to get into orbit, and the other half for the 55 million kilometers to Mars. Therefore, to be as effective as possible, rockets aren't built in one giant piece. Instead, we use multi-stage rockets. You don't need to carry an empty fuel tank, so rockets drop it. Rockets today shed their boosters and main stage as they ascend, with each successive stage being its own fully contained rocket, complete with its own engine and fuel. Okay, so this is why getting to space is hard. If you feel all of this seems really complicated, don't worry. It's literally rocket science. This video was made possible in part by a sponsorship by Airbus Safran Launchers and Arianespace, who are getting their new Ariane 6 rocket ready to launch into space in 2020. You can learn more about the rocket here. And as always, if you like what we do, please consider supporting us on Patreon.com. It really helps us out a lot. If you're craving... You can learn more about the rocket here. And
Trying to find a niche in this rap game.
One first we practice, two 15.
Stop scheming and looking hard.
You're playing yourself.
Yo, keep your eyes open, live your life to the fullest, cause you only get one chance to move past the bullets. It's a big world, we all live, we all die, but who makes the rules in this game we call life? Keep your eyes open, live your life to the fullest, cause you only get one chance to move past the bullets. It's a big world, we all live, we all die, but who makes the rules in this game we call life? I stay afloat while you're drowning in a sea of pain. You seek asylum, trying to run, but you're beneath the chains. Speak the same words, weak the same as any other shite. Then you wonder why we choose to fight. I hear my brothers cry. Slice through the night like the blade of a blunt saber. I walk with my eyes closed in spite of a cunt's nature. I rise past the pinnacle, holding the burning torch of a million indispensable visions and burning thoughts. I stay patient, the pale face, belligerent outcast. Wizard of indecision, chase the pilgrimage outcast. Indigenous doubt, blast the infamous. Cowards can't begin to configure or envision this town's past. I live in the clouds, ask those who stand close. Is it cause I disbelieve or simply cause I can't cope? I can't bear to see the innocent suffer and die young. That's why I'm come to say my piece, so enough for the life done.
Oh, wanna take a web we weave.
Looking kinda skinny like a black toothpick. It's the uncouth author who writes with a troubled expression. Reciting in a huddle, confessing, bubbling essence. I conversate with one of my brethren, wonder whether we'll ever get to reap the sum of our efforts. In this existential life sketched in pencil, I'm getting rubbed out, I'm getting nuffed out. Ready to get the fuck out and bust out. So I puff enough punk and buck stout and hold a sly pose as I travel through my mind's cold and draw my overcoat close. Cause the night time's cold and getting colder, yearning with a burning fever for the clutch of the mic. That's my cue to breathe when I exhale the next tale, a fresh thought upon which to set sail on the next trail.
Oh, wanna take a web we weave.
Trying to find a niche in this rap game.
Oh, wanna take a web we weave. The first week.
invisible guy who delivers his wine thicker. The mystical mind figure, despicable style spitter. Disguised with the different existence and time signature. Wine mixed with the kind of conviction is quite sinister. I'm in it to win you, syllables, words, paragraphs. Envision the future, paint with fiction, fix the battered path. I wash the hourglass, laugh at my indecision, pick myself up and face the blizzard with my tattered scarf. You might as well be banging your fist against a brick fence. Indispensable principles tend to bring sense of shit's tense. Take a couple seconds to step aside and listen. The end of the day, the guy you're fighting might be live with wisdom. Whether you're inside a prison, blood or fucking living lavish. Choose blood, forgiveness and passion are the things that matter. I spit the madness first and live the madness dreams. Rip the fattest shows because I keep it with the madness team. And live the madness dreams. Rip the fattest and live the madness dreams. And live the madness dreams. And live the madness dreams. I'm a little bit of a